Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Tai.
FM 104's Select Irish, and joining me after releasing his latest single, White Lightning, is Cody. Hello.
How are you getting on?
Good. How's yourself? All the way from London.
Yeah, not too bad now. I was playing a gig last night and I'm just trying to get the make sure the coverage is okay. So I'm just on my roof here, making sure the coverage is all right.
Getting as close to the ceiling as possible.
You got to do it.
So the last time we were talking, you were planning on moving to London. How has it been? How did that change happen?
Yeah, well, see, I had been over here recording a few times. My debut single I recorded with a producer over here, and I kind of got a taste for it when I came over in March. And I was over and back recording a few tracks, and then I suppose I was in Mullingar for 8 years playing in the band, and I just suppose I wanted to be around music, be surrounded by the scene, and I suppose just be in the right place. And I think I'm here now, at least I hope I am.
Yeah, because there's quite a few Irish over there already, isn't there, in the music scene?
Yeah, there's lots. I suppose a lot of the bigger acts kind of seem to make the move to get over here because of the opportunities, you know, and there's some great gigs on over here. So I'm in the process of trying to get on those bills now at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Is that difficult?
Yeah, it really is. I suppose, like, but when I moved, I had just really got my life set together. I put on my my headline show in Dublin, which was my first gig that wasn't a support slot or a festival slot. So I put that on in November, and I moved a week after. So it almost was as if I'm starting again from scratch. But I was aware that was going to be the case. So I suppose I just needed to do it, make the plunge.
Yeah, and that gig was in the Button Factory, and you completely sold it out. It looked amazing.
Yeah, it was absolutely out of this world. I had wanted to do it for so long, but I suppose I wanted to get at least one song out, because I was playing a lot of shows without any music out, which was mainly support slots, as I said, and little kind of festival shows. So after selling out the gig, only having one single out, I was blown away by the reaction, the ticket sales, and then when people having a full house, listening to everybody sing back the songs, it blew my mind.
So tell us about the newest single, White Lightning.
Yeah, White Lightning. So I had written the verse and the chorus about a year and a half ago in Mullingar, just on the acoustic guitar. And it felt really good. It felt like it needed a full band. So I brought it to the studio. My band learned it. And then we tried it out at a few gigs that we were playing. It ended up being like my opening song. And the reaction I got was insane. People were really, really feeling it. It was just high energy and it seemed like the right song. So I started recording it. I tracked all the instruments in Ireland and then I brought them over to the producer that I'm working with over here in London. And then after 2 days in the studio, it really came to life. And then the song almost demanded that it was going to be my next single. So I had to go with it.
It must be quite nice seeing it build like that and come together.
Yeah, it really is. Because like the way I'd record is I make the demos on my computer in my home studio. So that could just be with like programmed drums, pretty basic production. And as long as the melody, the lyrics and the chords are shining, you can tell if it's going to be the right song or not. So when I brought it over to the producer, it's a guy called Tom Leach. I think I talked to you about him before. He produces another Irish band called Modern Love. That's where I actually heard his production. Was just listening to their music and it seemed like the right guy to go with. So when he brought White Lightning to life, it, everything made sense.
I hear you're also working on a body of work.
Yeah. So for the last 2 years, I've been writing what eventually will be my debut album. You know yourself, it's a kind of a singles market at the moment. So I have 3 singles out at the moment. I'm working on an album. Well, first, it'll be an EP. It'll be a 5-track EP. And I'd say I'm about 60% of the way there now at the moment, as I have songs that I've decided on, but then I keep writing new songs. Songs keep popping up that I feel have to be recorded. And some songs that I already have end up getting shelved. But I'd say I'll be looking at an EP this October.
Ooh, exciting.
Now, you heard it here first.
Is it quite nice to have something like that to work towards?
Yeah, it really is. It's great putting out singles, but actually having something that people can listen through track by track that will tell a broader story, that's something that I'm really looking forward to.
I also must ask you, because I was looking on your Instagram, your family are all very musical, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I was kind of raised in a musical house. My mom was always in bands throughout her whole life. She was in a band called Brass & Co, which was like a lot of the members of the Royal Show Band put it together. So they had been huge in like the 60s and 70s. The Royal Show Band supported the Beatles in Ireland. I think that might have been in Dublin. And then it was 3 of the members put a band together in the 80s. And my mom was only, I'd say she was in her maybe late teens, early 20s. And they brought her in as a keyboard player. So she was playing with them for years, but she plays everything by ear.
Amazing.
So from when I was a child, I was all piano from the get-go, but there was always emphasis on playing things by ear. And I suppose that's where I have to attribute all my musical talents have come from my mom.
Yeah, because I'd imagine that
she'd
would
be happy to hear
you.
That.
Yeah.
So it was a very musical house, you know, and even my brothers and sisters, all my uncles, everyone kind of plays instruments. So at all family gatherings, there was always big jams and performances. And in my house in Waterford, there was just constantly, whether it was somebody practicing guitar or piano or just my brother upstairs blaring Limp Bizkit from the speakers, there was just always going to be music playing at all times, you know.
Well, it's good to know if you need like an instrument played or a backing singer, you can reach out to someone.
Well, that's it. See, my sister's actually in my band and she played with me in the gig in Dublin.
Excellent.
She'd have quite a similar style to me. Her voice is similar enough as well. So, you know, when harmonies are being sang, that once the vocal tones match, it really resonates a lot better. So I suppose she's the perfect backing vocalist for me because she sounds like me.
I love that.
But she actually played the gig in Dublin. She played the gig and she was 5 months pregnant.
Wow.
Not a bother to her, got up and rattled it out. So she only actually gave birth. She had a son 3 weeks ago. I was back in Ireland. I went back to see, which is my first nephew.
Gorgeous.
But sure, I suppose Becky gigs regularly and her unborn child had been at about 20 gigs before he was born, you know.
So musical, no doubt.
Yeah, we might have another musician up and coming.
Oh, that's deadly. What is 3 things people need to know about you?
Oh, damn. Right. Well, I suppose let me think about this now. One big thing is that I'm huge into my band music. I love like my indie. I've always been obsessed with bands throughout the 90s and noughties. And that goes from everything from like new metal and pop punk into the British indie scene. I've always loved that. But at the same time, I've always been huge on rap and hip hop. Mm-hmm. So even for the last 2 years, as I've been recording all my band songs and my guitar music, I have an array of hip hop R&B songs that I haven't released or that I'm not necessarily planning on releasing within, probably this album is going to be more guitar based, but yeah, I'd be big into my rapping and hip hop and I'd be quite a good rapper myself.
Deadly.
So that's one. Mm-hmm. Number 2 is I'm actually not a bad dancer either. I haven't been doing as much of it the last while, but I spent years actually breakdancing in Waterford.
Oh, wow.
Which I suppose, so the hip hop was always there. It was always a big part of me, you know?
Yeah.
And I suppose I've always, big time. And I've always been battling between being a singer in a band or being a rapper with a DJ behind me. But I'm going through my band phase now at the moment.
Yeah, you can do that. You can roll between all. There's nothing stopping it.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. The way I've always seen it is like, people are usually known for being a singer or a rapper. There's very few singers out there that just end up rapping and end up becoming rappers. You know, sometimes you can have a rapper that sings, but a lot of the time it doesn't work the other way.
That is true.
I've spent quite a bit of time thinking of it, trying to pick out, is there any singer who's been in a band, who's done their thing, and then starts rapping? And it is quite rare. That could also mean that there's room for it because it hasn't been done yet.
Yeah. 100%. So
when the time is right.
You never know. Have you a third one?
A third one? I don't know if I do. I think I'm actually a two-trick pony.
That's okay. Most people are, I've found. Most people don't have three things about themselves. So that's all. Which is actually really interesting.
I'm on par with everyone else, so yeah.
Yeah, this is it. It's excellent. So if people want to keep up to date with everything you're doing, where's the best place to go?
Yeah, so I'm quite active on the social medias now at the moment. I kind of realized that that's where it's all coming from. So I'm getting a big push on my Instagram and my TikTok. You can check me out at AB Cody. So that's ABCODYY. I'm kind of posting, I suppose I'm promoting all my tracks there, and then I'm also posting snippets of work that's to come. So yeah, everything can be found there. And you can find me on Spotify at Cody. It's CODYY.
Excellent. Cody, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Amazing, Louise. Really appreciate it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.